This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. It's going to get really quiet at big ports up and down the West Coast this weekend. Shipping companies didn't unload much, if any, cargo today. They're going to do the same thing over the coming three-day weekend. And a months-long labor dispute between those companies and longshoremen means container ships are already stacked up from Los Angeles all the way up to Seattle. Lawmakers from both parties are urging President Obama to get involved, while companies big and small that depend on what's on those ships try to tally up the damage. Marketplace's Dan Weissman looks at what it costs to get caught in a busted supply chain.
Lots of businesses are closed for the President's Day weekend. What's the big deal about the ports? Alan Rutter is a researcher at the Texas A&M Transportation Institute.
There are an awful lot of people that are anywhere on the spectrum from concerned to panic.
Like manufacturers. These days, they mostly run on just-in-time systems. Worst case scenario, I make refrigerators. Today's shipment of gaskets doesn't show up. My assembly line stops. Robin Burstling looks at transportation and infrastructure for the National Association of Manufacturers.
What manufacturers are exceedingly good at is problem solving and coming up with workarounds.
But workarounds are expensive. For instance, Fuji Heavy Industries says it's paying $60 million a month to fly Subaru parts to U.S. plants to keep things running. There are also businesses trying to get things out of the country, losing customers. Burstling uses French fries as an example. Say the customer in Asia gets impatient.
And they realize, you know what, we're not going to get the French fries from the United States. So we're going to go with a supplier from Europe where we know they can ship out from Rotterdam and make it to us on time.
That example is only halfway made up. Remember when McDonald's in Japan was selling only small servings of fries? This is why. And California citrus growers say they've lost $500 million in foreign business. Retailers are freaking out, too, waiting for imported products. Dan Boaz runs airfreight.com. He's looking at what happens once the ports start moving again.
It could be a whole nother secondary effect nightmare. Everyone's going to want to be in the front of the line, and everyone's going to want to get the freight. And
it's going to be a great opportunity for him. I'm Dan Weissman for Marketplace.